probably pretty much what we said here in the UK as well. No, it's full on. For a monohull, it's really like something we've never seen before, and the predictions are right that it will be in sort of 9-10 knots and over. It will be an extremely fast boat, you know, as quick, if not quicker, than the AC-50s that we saw in Bermuda, and a real, real challenge both technically and from a sailing perspective. So, like you say, it's an exciting step forward.
Ben, when you sat down with Dan Bernasconi, the chief designer for Team NZ, and you were there with Terry Hutchison, you're in London, and they sat down and said, right, here's the boat. Tell me this. What was your initial reaction?
Yeah, to be honest, I was expecting something extreme because, you know, where we've come from with the America's Cup, the foiling multi-hulls, everyone is, whether you're a sailor out there on the water or you're a spectator, a fan, you know, people like the speed and the excitement. And, you know, there are a number of reasons why I think we had to go back to a monohull and to try and create a monohull with similar speeds. You're going to have to be pretty extreme, and this is an extreme design. But, you know, it's, as we said, it's an exciting design. It's really going to push the designers, the engineers to, you know, find ways to, you know, make sure this boat sticks together, for one. I mean, structurally, it's going to be a real challenge. And, you know, find those areas of performance gain to get the fastest boat.
Crucially for the America's Cup going forward here, Ben, and we know Bermuda, San Francisco, maybe we didn't have the challenger numbers we wanted. Now, for example, if this thing, it's a big if at the moment, goes ahead in Auckland, they're already talking about 8 permanent syndicate bases here. For us, does this make this event more appealing with this boat for you guys, for your entry when it opens on January the 1st?
It's definitely very appealing from a competitive standpoint when you look at the design, the technical challenge, the sailing challenge. You know, the one thing I would say about this boat is it's going to be very expensive. It's not going to be a cheap campaign to be successful, to be in with a chance of beating, you know, Emirates Team New Zealand. It's going to be an expensive program. And so, you know, that's something, as the class rule gets written over the next 3 or 4 months, you know, how can that be taken into account with some of the one design or supplied elements, for example, that can really help to drive the cost down for these boats and these campaigns? Because as it currently stands, if you were quite open with this concept of boat, you could be a very, very expensive game, and that will really limit the numbers of teams that can come down.
So Ben,
come in and enter.
Yeah, exactly. So Ben Ainslie with us out of BAR Racing. So Terry Hutchison, as I said on the program yesterday, New York confirmed their entry a couple of months ago. Ben, where are you guys at? Does this mean you're good to go?
So it's our intention, as we stayed all along, to enter in once the window opens. We've obviously looked at the concept of boat. We've been working with our commercial partners, our investors, to get ourselves into that position. You know, there are still a number of areas which we need to discuss, frankly, with Team New Zealand and Luna Rosso, you know, around the protocol and some of the clauses there, which in terms of the cost of the events and so on. The World Series events and the Cup match itself, which you know, currently a lot of the challenging teams are up for funding a certain amount of those costs, and that's not necessarily that well defined. So I think there are a few areas there which we would need to clear up before we entered. But you know, we're certainly working towards the America's Cup and America's Cup in New Zealand.
Ben, here's the thing. You mentioned America's Cup in New Zealand. So what's happening over here at the moment? There is a lot of discussion. For example, I had the Minister for the America's Cup on the program yesterday. I've got Phil Goff, the Auckland Mayor, on the show today discussing, you know, where the infrastructure for the syndicate bases will go, how much that is going to cost, but also a hosting fee as well, Ben. Does it matter to you whether this thing is in New Zealand, or, as I'm hearing, that Team New Zealand are actively looking at backup options here, for example, somewhere like Abu Dhabi? Does that affect your entry into this event?
Well, frankly, no, not really. But having said that, I think it would be, you know, it'd be astonishing and it would be a shame, given Team New Zealand's recent history, the support they've had from the country to come back after 2013, an amazing performance earlier this year, and to win the Cup. The you know, that history and the support for sailing in the America's Cup in Auckland and in New Zealand, I think it would be an amazing event, and it would be a real shame if that didn't go ahead.
Because the economics are pretty standard, aren't they? I mean, a hosting fee has become a part of the America's Cup. I mean, I guess it's going to be cause a bit of angst over here, Ben, but you realise this, that I guess in some ways it's no different than bringing a Rugby World Cup to New Zealand or other major sporting events. It costs money to put these things on.
Yeah, it does. I think everyone would accept that. You know, the history of the America's Cup in New Zealand, in Auckland, the marine industry that has developed around that, and the hundreds of millions of dollars that have come in around the event through tourism, through marine industry, for industry supporting the event. You know, it has a significant economic impact. And I'm not, you know, clearly not on the inside of, you know, what those costs are. To host the event, other areas of concern in the New Zealand economy and budgeting. So that's something that, yeah, you or I aren't going to answer those questions. You know, it's clear the benefits are there for having the America's Cup in New Zealand, both from a sporting perspective and an economic perspective.
Ben Ainslie with us out of the UK. The other thing about this, Ben, as well, is that, look, there is something intangible about hosting this thing over here. Non-sailing types have embraced it. What's it been like in your part of the world? Because, you know, what we saw in Bermuda was spectacular. What we saw in San Francisco was spectacular. Hopefully with this new class of boat as well. Do you think we are appealing now to a new sporting fan who wants to see entertainment mixed in with sport?
Yeah, definitely. And you have to say, you have to. I know Larry Ellison has been a bit of a vein in New Zealand America's Cup hopes in recent years, until very recently. But you certainly have to give credit to Larry Ellison, Russell Coutts, for driving through a new vision in sailing and the America's Cup with these foiling boats and the foiling multi-hulls, the TV production technology that's gone into that, and generating a whole new generation of fans, spectators. You know, it's really driven sailing forwards immeasurably, I think. And so now these new monohulls, which will be just as fast as the boats from this last America's Cup, I think they will be very exciting. They will work televisually again just as well as the recent boats. And that, you know, that's a great opportunity now for Grant Dalton, Kevin Chubers, the team there at Team New Zealand to really push that forwards from a commercial standpoint. And, you know, I know that they've got some exciting ideas around that.
Okay, in terms of how you're finding your sponsors, you've had a really good core of sponsors. I mean, is it getting easier because of, I guess, what they're seeing as far as this event is concerned to keep them on board for another campaign?
Yes, ultimately they are excited about the new boat, definitely, and that it's a technical boat. You know, a lot of our partners are very, you know, Land Rover, for example, BT, you know, very technically driven businesses. So they like that, the technology in the America's Cup, as we see in some other sports. So that's a big factor. Yeah, I think the America's Cup has traditionally suffered by a lack of continuity, and that's really where we were working towards with a number of the other teams to try and get continuity for a framework agreement to stick with the previous class of boat, to have a biannual event. And I think all of those changes would have really helped the Cup moving forwards. And certainly that's something I, either as a competitor or a team manager or owner, would love to see in the future of the Cup moving forwards, to get, you know, all of the stakeholders together and really push forward. How can we make this a more commercially viable event, get more continuity and more spectators and fans in behind the event?
Ben, finally, we know that Team New Zealand famously called themselves the lone wolf as far as the last campaign of Bermuda was concerned. They felt like they had different philosophical beliefs than what the Oracle Team USA, the holders of the America's Cup, as they were back then. And I guess I'm being really honest here. How have you found Team New Zealand thus far in terms of the information flow about how they want this event to look in 2021?
I think they've been very open. If I'm being honest with you, you know, I personally have a good relationship with Grant Dalton and Kevin Shoebridge. I think they've tried to be as open as they possibly can be, bearing in mind that they've also negotiating with Luna Rossa Challenge, and that's, you know, invariably going to be a difficult negotiation at times, because probably both teams want slightly different outcomes. But You know, they have been open. You know, there's still, I would say, a fair way to go in terms of negotiating both the class rule for this new concept of boat and some of the details around the event. And, you know, clearly, as we talked about, the event location itself is going to be a big discussion item over the coming months.